Hello. When I was about 10 or 11 years old, I received a cassette tape for Christmas entitled Sister Madge's Book of Nuns by Doug McLeod. McLeod? M-A-C-L-E-O-D. So I don't think it would be pronounced McLeod. I think it would be McLeod. Anyway, this cassette tape was narrated by Max Gillies, who's a well-known Australian entertainer. And he narrated a few of my other children's stories as well on cassette tapes. Anyway, Sister Madge is a fictional character, obviously. And the book slash cassette goes through all her employees' exploits, all the different nuns in the convent. Now, I took it upon myself to memorize a few of these poems. They were the exploits of the nuns, their stories in the form of poems, I should say. So I took it upon myself to memorize a few of these poems, and I was rather proud with having done this. A lot of people used to ask me to recite these poems. They loved the fact that I could memorize so much material. As an interesting side note, I haven't encoded this tape to my digital collection yet. I'm hoping to do this once my tape recorder gets fixed. Anyway, in the meantime, I'm going to recite a few of the poems I remember on audioboo. I'll do one each day. There'll only be a few recitations, as I only have memorized about three. I have memorized the fourth one, but it had never got finished. Anyway, so here we go. I hope you enjoy. The first one I'll narrate is entitled. Sorry, I shouldn't say. Well, I suppose I could say narrate, but I should say recite. Is actually the third poem or story in. Called Sister Isabel and the Zoo. Our teacher, Sister Isabel, was kind and warm and sweet as well. She had a heart of gold. It's true, last week she took us to the zoo. We followed her in single file beside the cage marked crocodile. And though it made a fearful din when little Joseph toppled in, our loving sister said a prayer. And tenderly she left him there. And when we reached the lion pit, said Isabel, let's sit and eat our picnic lunches here. Be careful not to trip. Oh, dear. The giant pussies chewed and chewed, and that's how we lost Ermentrude. How sad, says Sister. What a waste. It's put me off my salmon paste. A cage of vultures next she spied. What pretty little birds, she cried. You've looked as though you've starved for weeks. Come, Matthew, Daniel, pat their beaks. If Matthew hadn't panicked, they would surely be alive today. But vultures can be nervous birds. You live and learn, were Sister's words. The next attraction on the bill were killer pythons from Brazil. I'll hold you up so you can see, said Isabel. Whoops, goodness me. And little Mary showed us all how quickly killer pythons crawl. In only half an hour or so, they'd wrapped her up from head to toe. It soon was very clear to me our group had dwindled down to three. Two kids, myself and Brother Pete, and Isabel, so kind and sweet. Oh, look, she cried, some poisonous fishes. And frankly, we were both suspicious when she told the pair of us to fetch our bathers from the baths. So, just to keep our teacher cool, We nudged her, splash, into the pool. And as she sank, said Pete, my brother, one kind turn deserves another.